Hey, Alyssa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all new SB Nation Radio. We want to encourage you to check out our website, sbnationradio.com, as hey, we have got you covered. And this is certainly a very exciting time of the year as we gear up for the start of the 2016 NFL season. Tonight, the New York Jets, they're on the road at Washington in their second preseason game. And joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, always a biggie favorite, that is Christian Dyer, who covers the New York Jets for the Metro New York newspaper. Also, he's an analyst on MSG. Good evening, Christian.
Happy weekend, Alyssa. Happy weekend.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to embrace that. I just want the rain to stay away. So we've just been getting hit really hard down here in Houston. But I know that you're going to bring some sunshine and rainbows. So talk to us about your Jets as we get set for kickoff tonight against the Redskins. What has been the focus for them over the past week? What are they looking to improve upon after that preseason game number one?
Yeah, when you look at this Jets team, I think it's a team still kind of looking for its identity. On the offensive side of the ball, having Ryan Fitzpatrick back was certainly a good thing. Being able to see him going out there, finding the targets. I mean, they have such big names on the offensive side of the ball. When you look at a Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker last year, second-round pick, Devin Smith coming on board and kind of adding a little bit into the slot. But I think it's the defensive side of the ball, which has been the bread and butter of this Jets team for so long, that's still kind of looking to see who they are. They had a big loss this offseason in free agency. Damon Harrison went to the New York Giants. I mean, this was a guy who I think last year was quite frankly robbed of not being a Pro Bowl or an All-Pro selection. He's that good, that dominant in the middle of the defensive line. And Muhammad Wilkerson coming back from a Week 17, a very serious injury that kept him out for most of the offseason. They got him on board with a long-term contract, which was much needed, but he's still not back fully 100%. He may not play this preseason game, this second game. So it's a unit right now that's also without Antonio Cromartie, who's been with them for four of the last 5 years, only leaving two seasons ago for the Arizona Cardinals for a single season. So there are some question marks for the first time in a long time on the defensive side of the ball. And I want to see if this unit can actually come out, gel. We don't see a lot of exotic blitzing or special sub packages in preseason, but is this a unit that looks like it's going to be better than a defense that was expected to be dominant last year, but Alyssa was a little disappointing in 2015?
Okay, Christian Dyer with the Metro New York newspaper is joining us tonight at SB Nation Radio. Check us out online at sbnationradio.com. You're listening to the Big East Sports Show. So you're talking about who's gone, who's here with the Jets. So what are overall just the expectations in going into this 2016 season? I mean, are the Jets close? Are they a long ways away from accomplishing their goals?
Well, this time last year, we were talking about a team that was 4-12. Jets fans were just hoping to be relevant, to be 500. In Week 17, they went up to Buffalo, win, they're in, they make the playoffs, and they fell flat in what was probably Ryan Fitzpatrick's worst game in his season with the Jets last year. But I certainly think that this is a team closer to being a playoff team than they are to being a team in need of rebuilding. They're veterans. We've talked about Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker, Nick Mangold on the offensive line, Ryan Clady, who they brought in during the offseason. Defensively, you have a Darrell Revis, a David Harris, who is a very underrated middle linebacker, Muhammad Wilkerson, Sheldon Richardson, who's a Pro Bowl caliber defensive end. I mean, they've got a lot of names. What they also have is a brutal first 7-8 games to start the year. I mean, this is a team that is going to struggle to even have maybe 3 wins by week 7, I think. That's how tough it is when you look at the fact that they're playing at Arizona, that they're playing a slate of difficult games, and they don't even have the Tom Brady-less New England Patriots in the first 4 weeks like they usually do. So they can't even line up an easy win against their AFC East rival. So it is going to be tough for the Jets, I think, to be playoff contenders this year if they don't handle things and take care of things in the first 6 to 7 weeks of the year, which to me, quite frankly, is a very low threshold. If they're 500 by the time week 8 rolls around, I think this could be a playoff team, something we haven't been able to say about the Jets since 2010.
Okay, so do you hold the belief that Ryan Fitzpatrick can duplicate the type of season that he had last year with 31 touchdowns?
Well, he might have a better offensive line than he had last year. DeBrickashaw Ferguson has retired, but will probably be a member of the Jets' Ring of Honor. But last year, he was a revolving door at left tackle, really struggled with the edge rush. So I think when you're looking at where the Jets are right now as an offensive line, they'll be improved. The talent they have at their disposal as well. We've mentioned now Brandon Marshall how many times this interview. I think we're at three. Decker as well. Devin Smith. He has some really good talent at his disposal. He also has third-year tight end Jason Morrow, who was out for the entirety of last year with an injury. He's not going to be a Rob Gronkowski, but this guy has some potential to be a good, solid receiving tight end in the NFL. The potential is there, I think, for Ryan Fitzpatrick to throw for over 4,000 yards and to have something similar to 31 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, which he had last year. All the pieces are there, and Fitzpatrick, the most cerebral quarterback in the NFL, has no issues at all with ball placement and accuracy. So I don't think the offense is going to be the question mark for the Jets this year. It's going to be the defense.
Hey, we're talking about the New York Jets with Metro New York newspaper Christian Dyer right here at SB Nation Radio. Only a few more minutes. Talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick, why do you think his contract dispute, why it dragged on for so long? And also, I mean, were you a bit concerned, having some anxiety that perhaps he might not re-sign with the Jets?
Well, what other options did Ryan Fitzpatrick have by, early June? I think it became clear that it was going to be the Jets, or he was going to sit out and wait and see if a starting quarterback position opened up due to injury. When you look at what's happened in the past few seasons with a Robert Griffin III during the offseason, not fully healing up. When you look at Tony Romo so early on in the season, I think Fitzpatrick was basically waiting to see if one of 32 jobs opened up due to injury. But the best fit for him was always going to be the Jets with what they run, the offense that they run with Chan Gailey, who he's familiar with his time in Buffalo, with the success he had last year, with the personnel that the Jets have in place. I mean, they've got Pro Bowl, all-pro caliber wide receivers and offensive line. To me, Fitzpatrick's only landing place is going to be the Jets. And it's going to come down to money. Now, the Jets, in all likelihood, are going to have to make a move, probably releasing right tackle Bruno Giacomini, which will get them under the cap by about $1.5 million, $2 million or so. It'll be a $4 million cap savings. So that's going to help them with some of the moves that they need to make in terms of being able to accommodate the Ryan Fitzpatrick salary. But right now, it certainly was, I think, the right move for all parties involved, that Fitzpatrick is the perfect fit here in New York. And take one look at social media as soon as Fitzpatrick signed. All those guys were posting about it. They were ecstatic about it. They didn't have the same, warm, fuzzy sort of feeling about Geno Smith returning as starter. I'll tell you that much.
Okay, so what has Geno shown you guys in practice and in the preseason?
He hasn't been a very consistent quarterback. He's always been good in shorts, but he's always been a check down quarterback, one of those guys who makes the safe pass in practice. And I think with the development of Bryce Petty that was seen between year one, year two, Jets made him a middle round pick. You know him well from Baylor.
I bet.
This is a young man who has a lot of physical tools, but has some learning he has to do. And the Jets made a second round pick, Christian Hackenberg out of Penn State. The kid is rough, he's raw, but I think that there may not be spot on this roster for Geno Smith.
Metro New York newspaper Christian Dyer has been with us tonight at SB Nation Radio. We are flat out of time. It'll be very interesting to see how the Jets are, where their record is after those first six games. Will they be 1-5 or will they be 5-1? And that only means that we're going to have Christian Dyer back to give us the skinny and the inside. Thanks, Christian.
Always a pleasure, Alyssa. Thank you so much.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here at hour number one at SB Nation Radio.